Passion pampers the mind. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Passion pampers the mind. My goodness, how true that is. We let our emotions get in the way, and our emotions make us incapable of accomplishing great things. You say, sometimes emotions are pretty powerful to accomplish great things. No. When emotions are allowed to run, the things that we want done are limited. When, you might say, the intuition is put to work, great things happen. Imagination, good things happen. Illumination, great things happen. But passion and the feeling of being controlled by whatever our emotions are, wow, that really limits us, something terrible. Passion pampers the mind. Passion gives us the opportunity to feel sorry for ourselves. Why can't I have what they have? Why can't I do what they do? Why can't I be what they are? You see, and that's a passion that makes us think that we are as good as somebody else and that we can do what other people can do. And we can't. We are not as good as somebody else, and we cannot do what other people can do. We are not as good as other people are, and we cannot do what other people can do. We are not as good as other people are, and we cannot do what other people do. Herb, that's pretty tough. Yes, it is, isn't it? We cannot do what other people do because we are unique, special, wonderful, dramatically special in our own way. There's nothing that we can do that another can do, and there's nothing another can do that we can do. Oh, we can do similar things, but our own imagination, our own intuition, our own understanding always comes into play and brings with it more magic than ever was there before. We look at a child, and we say that child is the child of these parents. And these parents are very wise, very intelligent parents. These parents come from a gene ancestry of very powerful genes and all these other good things. Now, the child is born, and the child, for some reason, chooses not to act upon all this genius that it has within it. It chooses not to respond to all the magic that the gene magic has brought to it, the abilities that their parents have bestowed upon them, and things like that. It chooses not to do that. You say, well, why would it choose not to? Well, that's not the point. It's not the point of why. It's the point that it does. And if it did, oh, many, many people are benefited by the genes of their families and also not benefited by them. Many people are benefited by the brilliance of their parents, and many people are not benefited by that brilliance. You know, it's not as though it's a foredrawn conclusion or an assured thing. It is just the possibility. Now, what is this child going to do with the genius that it has gained from its parents, or the genius that it has come aboard this lifetime with, and what is it going to do? Is it going to take those beautiful ideas and run with them and jump with them? Is it going to do things that have never been done before? Is it going to do things that are so utterly fantastic that it's just hard to realize what all is going on? Is that what it's going to do? I read a little quip the other day. It was about a number of youngsters sort of talking down to an elder, talking down to an older man. And the older man was perhaps in his 80s, and they were saying to him, oh, you don't know what it's like to live in a universe that has all these wonderful new gadgets that we have now, the spaceships, and they began reiterating all of the wonderful things that have happened over the past century. And they said, we are living right in the midst of that. And the older gentleman said, yes, that's very true. But we are the ones who gave it to you. Yes, we are the ones who gave it to you. And you see, to live in pride in the accomplishments that the world has and that you're enjoying, and to live in the awareness that you are the ones who gave it to him. Now, was this old fellow one of those who gave it to him? In a way, yes. And in a way, no, because there were an infinite number of things that were given, an infinite number of techniques that were offered to the world and that were shared with the world, and that the world now lives and enjoys and shares with itself. Really, passion pampers the mind. When you get so passionate about anything, you lose control of your judgment, you lose control of your wisdom, you lose control of your imagination, you lose control of your illumination. And the reason you lose control is that you begin to feel superior or inferior. You begin to feel superior that you've done things that others cannot do or have not done. Or you begin to feel inferior, saying, they can do it, why can't I? You're sorry for yourself, sort of thing. Well, when we have learned to give passion the proper position in our world, then it will do its wonderful thing. Passion can be for the enjoyment of many things. We can have a passion for good wine. We can have a passion for good relationships. We can have a passion for good movies. We can have a passion for a good walk in the forest, in the woods, in the park. We can have a passion for the enjoyment of many, many, many areas of life. We can have a passion for so many things. But these just pamper the mind. When instead we have a delight and a thrill in thinking up new ideas and coming up with new concepts that make us feel so wonderful and so brilliant, if we can have the awareness of the brilliance within us and the magic within us to be all of the things that we can be, wow, this is truly walking on the street where we've never walked before. This is truly something utterly outstanding and amazing. Passion pampers the mind. It makes the mind sit back and take laurels, take credit for things that are done. Passion makes you feel that you're done and you've completed. Yes, sir, that is great. That is good. That is wonderful. And it does not illumine you into moving into the next stride, the next movement, the next pattern. For truly, the great inventions that were made, as we have learned, were made largely on failure. They tried and tried. They proposed different ideas. They sought out different techniques. And they weren't always the right ones. But in the way, they learned other things in learning that they weren't the right ones. But they did find the right ones because they were pursuing the right ones. We too pursue the right ones. And if we're pampered by our passion, we don't pursue anything. We just sort of sit back and feel sorry for ourselves, or sit back and delight in what has happened. We have no imagination to spring forth and accomplish great things that are standing before us to accomplish. We can do anything we want to do if we will just set the cause in motion and put the cause in motion to achieve whatever it is we want to do. Now, I'm ready for that action, aren't you? I'm ready to let my imagination, my intuition, my illumination spring forth in wonderful new ways. And as I do this, I find that I am guided into wonderful pathways that I never dreamed possible. I'm walking in ways that I had never imagined I would be walking. And what I'm doing is accomplishing the glory of my heart, the glory of my soul, the glory of my being. Passion pampers the mind. Illumination sparkles the mind. I choose illumination. How about you? Kind of nice, isn't it? Oh, you bet it is. My friends, have a lovely day and live in illumination. Live in the excitement of imagination. Live in a world that's active now and having a great time at it. I love you. I love you. I love you.